Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
All right, now we have part two of our little demonstration here.
Yeah.
And I am standing in front of... Well, how do you describe this?
Okay.
The camera to the right.
We have the computer, which is already spinning, but we'll go back to this later. How do we describe this? This is the U-stand.
A U-stand.
Yeah. The U-stand is something which allows you to scan objects without having too many problems.
I see. So let's see. It's about maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet high.
Yeah.
Sitting on a table.
Yeah.
And about 12, 13 inches wide.
Yeah.
So there's... What is the material? That plastic it's made of?
That's plexiglass.
Plexiglass. They're pretty durable. And we have a camera that slides into the top.
Exactly.
And that's connected to the USB.
Yeah, off a computer.
And then we put the pages underneath here.
Yeah.
And that's... So it's basically... If you picture a lowercase n... I would say that would be pretty close to how you would describe this.
Great. Yeah. We might perhaps say that it's easy to place the object because you can align them to the legs
right.
of the stand.
Yes.
So it's really easy. What we did right now, before we started to speak, we did a picture of what was underneath, and there were two letter pages. And so...
Text, I see recognizer. Easy to use thanks to sophisticated engineering. Developed specifically for the blind and sight impaired. See recognizer is more accurate than any other OCR, delivering the best recognition. Thanks to 9 different recognition strategies.
This is actually wide enough, and the pages are down here sideways as I'm looking at them, but there's two at once, which you said it was wide enough, or it...
Yes.
We would be able to pick that up.
If it wouldn't be wide enough, the system would have told us, maybe we want to give another shoot and give it a possibility.
Okay.
I'm trying just to make a mistake, so I'm widening up one of the two pages.
Okay.
You want to check how I did it,
just
to the side.
Okay.
So maybe he will tell me, hey, you have to move the camera in a direction. Direction are always given with respect to the position of the camera.
I see.
It means you have to put yourself right standing as the camera is standing and move consequently.
Okay.
I'm just trying.
Took a picture.
Yeah, we're standing on a horrible marble stand, which makes him think a lot, because I think, what is all these drawings on the system? Anyway, here we go.
Text hint. Move the camera to the right.
Which means we need to move to the right with respect to the camera.
So we're sliding it towards it because the page was sticking out.
Yeah, anyway, if he's sticking out, he always tries to give you a result, and I have just to pray, okay.
Text the recognizer. Easy to use thanks to sophisticated engineering.
And it's still got it.
It's still got it.
Blind and sight impaired. See recognizer is more accurate than any other OCR.
Yeah, probably if we go down... some words have been cut off.
Right.
But of course he's still trying to do his best.
Right.
So that's...
So what you would do is you take the page and you set it underneath here.
Yes.
And then you feel the sides, and I'm using the sides of my hands to line it up and position it halfway from each side, so it's lined up straight.
Yeah.
So this little stand here helps us line up the page.
So we will also try... Oh, afterwards we will shoot the pictures without the stand.
Okay.
I'm just making an experiment now, which might be interesting. I got your sheets. I give it to you.
Oh, okay.
What have you done?
It's crumpled up here.
Yeah. Badly?
Very badly.
Okay. I open it again.
Okay.
And we're trying to scan it again. Of course, there will be some mistakes.
All right. So we can flatten it out.
Yeah, I mean... For just a bit. You can tell.
You're going to put it that way. Now we have it facing the other way. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
You should always... You should not risk it to put it on the side. I mean, if we can put it this way, this will be the best solution. I'm shooting. Bump. Okay.
What key are you pressing?
Sorry?
What key do you press to start?
You press either tab and enter key.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can press Alt plus S as like shoot.
Right.
So there is a shortcut, or you can move with tab through the bottom.
E, degree T0C recognizer. The world's second best set of eyes. C-Recognizer is the most advanced sight software specifically designed for the blind.
We still got it.
Visually impaired and dyslexic.
We got a bit of rubbish at the beginning.
Yeah.
And speaking of the 130 languages, recognizing text found on...
It also allows the text that is recognized. Of course, it is written on the screen, and you can also enlarge it, make it blue, black, green, how you like it. That's for people who have visual impairment.
Okay.
So,
I do. I would be interested in trying. I have a couple, I have a couple restaurant receipts with me. Do you think so? All right. Let's see.
I will tell you then, we'll scan this,
okay,
and then I'll tell you that we have two modes, which are the book mode and the object
mode. Is it facing up?
Yes, okay. It is facing up.
You can, should I try to hold it like down?
Yeah, with the fingers, you should just, put the fingers
around the edge.
Sides.
That's it's flat. Alright.
Okay, I'll try to see out what it figures out. When the object is small, you might want to switch to the object mode, which has a smaller acquisition area.
Okay.
2-7-1 up title. Hilton Anatole Gossip Bud Check. 8300. 8 server. 1,329,420 alpha date. June 28th, 08:45 PM card type. MasterCard ACCT hash dollar sign. XXXXX.
Right. You might want to cut that. You might want to die.
Okay, I go down. So that we don't hear this.
Jason J. Mador.
Okay, and then here.
Signature. I agree to pay above total.
Alright, apparently this is my bar tab. But it did reasonably well with that. It did quite well with that.
Yes. Okay. Of course, the credit card was XXX. You know, only the last four digits really have been printed on
this. Yeah.
There are also authorization code, and of course, we skipped them. Well, that's pretty interesting. It means you can say that the picture has been done with your hands in the picture.
Right.
And so they don't really interfere with the recognition.
Right.
Quite able to distinguish between pictures and objects.
All right.
Okay. So maybe we want to try.
I'm interested. We have boxes and cans right here.
And of course, we start with that.
All right. This is a box of something.
Yeah.
I lined it up.
Okay. There's a shoot button. If we're not satisfied with it, as I told you, we go into the object mode. But it depends. We'll see if we need it.
The object mode, what would it do differently with the object mode?
It has got a bigger zoom, so it goes up. It goes into the detail.
Chewy granola bars, chocolate chip, a quick snack, or an on-the-go breakfast can be delicious and convenient. Market Pantry TM puts quality and value in every chewy bite. Nutrition facts, serving size 1 bar, 24g.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll take a granola bar.
Okay. 25%
daily value total fat.
There's our nutrition.
Fat 0.5g, 4% trans fat, on cholesterol, ONG, 0% sodium.
So that's a table which actually gives you the percentage of things.
Okay,
that's a hard one.
All right.
Well, why is it a hard one? We will try this out because this is written directly on metal. Well, let's see what happens.
All right.
Give it a try.
You know, I have to throw a few things at you.
We have two sides of each object, so should this fail, please give me a chance of...
Sure, of course. And to be fair, this is a pretty hard...
Yeah, he's thinking much about it. He won't be able to get it. I can already see this because we have a glare on the writing, but okay.
Is there a different mode?
No text recognized.
So he tells me, wait, before we shoot another picture, I might want to sell him steps. You remember I told him steps. So we might want to try a couple of steps. Should it work or should it not work? Why not? Well, let's give it a try.
Okay.
And it was very small, so we should go probably to the object mode.
And zooming in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's give it three steps, and then we change it.
Okay.
What is this?
4-0.
That's not enough.
Scan.
Steps.
Space.
So it's going to try a second step.
Yeah.
No text recognized.
No. We have up to 9 steps, but...
Steps.
Let's see.
So are they ordered? Like, the first step is the one you think that's most likely to work, and
yeah,
then it goes down from there.
He's just trying to figure out something, but
right,
he's having a hard time. Let's try the other side. Ooh, he's thinking, poor him. He will be thinking a lot on this one.
Right. Then can we zoom in?
No, we'll try it after a while. I mean, it's okay.
Right.
What I want to say, this is a system that allows you to scan things, so we will get a result.
Right.
You don't get it always. I would be selling smoke, how we say in Italy.
Absolutely.
F. He said F.
Return F.
F, which is unlikely not what we are searching for. Okay.
Shoot.
We try another shoot of this side.
Okay. What are you doing differently this time?
Well, I just turned the box the other way.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because on one side there is only written one word. On this side, probably there is written three or four words.
I see.
Okay. And then we want to go into the book mode. Yeah, definitely. Let's see if we manage this. I don't know. What's the... Yeah, that's metal.
Right.
Metal is tricky.
Okay.
So...
But your cans are...
Cans, they've got...
not on the sides, they're not metal. I see.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Also on the bottles, glasses, the glarest material that we have.
All right.
So... Oh, no, leave it there. Maybe we might try them the book mode.
All right. Everyone who's listening is just waiting in anticipation of what could we possibly...
Move the camera to the left.
Okay, he said... Well, we don't really care because it's...
Contains left.
Contains? Yeah, but we don't get it.
Contains what?
And 2 inches. Ten of valley official 0F.
Contains less than 2% of artificial. That's what's written on it.
I see.
But still, that's not enough.
Right.
Okay. Should we try the object mode?
Sure.
Okay, wait.
What did you unplug?
The camera. I have to unplug the camera and push a button over the camera to go to the object mode.
Okay, and then plug it back in?
And plug it back in. And then
is that because of the zoom?
Yes, I'm practically the object mode. I am just zooming in with the camera.
Okay.
So the area that I'm going to take is a bit smaller. And then we'll see if we get it or if we don't get it.
/i size 3 pieces.
Oh, that's bad.
Running's about 25. Gaiatus 10% daily values. DV.
Okay,
AIE
what we have? I just go.
We did a little better.
No.
Distributed by Kellard. PO Box #901-0 Illinois 60110.
I think we did much better.
Collects. Sick Arkansas contains less than 2% of artificial. Flabar. Gum arabic, gelatin, corn syrup, nat ale flavor.
Natural.
All right.
Okay. So,
that's the object mode
really
for... This is awesome. A package of Altoids. So, the object mode would work something better for something like this. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm happy because I just want to do... Cans are horrible.
Right.
So, this is what you can expect on cans.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is what you can expect on printed things.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to try one of these cans here.
Yeah, I go back to the other mode.
So you do not use object mode for cans. You use the regular mode.
Yes.
Okay. And do we lay the can on its side?
Okay. We need to lay the can on side. We train the users because, of course, when you if you follow the seam and the label,
okay,
you will discover that it will go all the way around.
Right.
So that's actually something very hard because you don't know where to place the camera.
Right.
And the camera can only see a small part of it. So basically what you have to do when you have something like this, you have to start with the seam on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You have to move it 20 degrees and then you have to move it following a certain schema so that you can get what you want to read.
How do you keep... Well, let's just do it. Let's demonstrate how this works.
Okay. Basically, you start with the seam upstairs.
Right.
and you move it 20 degrees.
I see that.
Okay.
Do we take a new picture each time then?
Yes,
or?
We need to. Okay. Because that's, I mean, there are, this is a physical law. You can't
right.
just shoot something
yeah.
which is standing on the opposite okay. side. Okay, then up and 20 degrees. That's the first one. Upstairs has no meaning because there is written nothing on the
okay.
scene. So this is the first shot
gotcha.
That you want to do.
Shoot.
Okay.
Okay, and probably here we have some nutrition facts and a part of the ingredients which cannot be read because they're off the limit. We're having bad results today. I'm sad about this. Okay.
You get
yes.
Oh.
Tell me.
Steps.
You get what I'm saying. You get that with any of the OCR programs. So there's always, it always does some
no,
things a little.
No. It's a bit tricky because we are on the marble, which is glary, I think.
Right.
And okay, try to switch it a bit.
Turning it around.
At about 90 degrees.
So the crease is on the left side now. As
yeah.
I'm looking at it, maybe we'll do a little better here.
Give it a try.
All right.
He's still working on the previous one, so should we have to give him a bit of movement?
Can we cancel it?
No, and luckily this is something we didn't think about it because while he started thinking, we have to wait.
Okay.
Unless we close him, but it would not be interesting.
If I buy the software now,
yeah.
if I buy it, are there updates? Are they free updates?
Yeah,
or
we give 1 year free updates.
Okay.
And then if you want to go on, you have to buy an update, which is about $150 per additional year. But
okay.
it's not compulsory because, I mean, you will just get... It's horrible. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Try again.
Ah, bravo. Okay. He's thinking about this, and this is bad again, but we will tell him steps, and he will probably correct it.
2 steps.
Okay, he will tell 2, 2, 2. The biggest problem is how to align the things.
Right.
Okay.
Should I be lining it? Maybe
no,
should I
no,
face
no,
it sideways?
Sorry?
Should I face it sideways as in like that?
You might give it a try, I think.
Okay. Facing from
really
left to right as opposed
to really
front to back. It doesn't matter though.
Pick up an unlucky object, but okay. I just want to know that it works.
Right.
I'm doing another step before shooting. We've got 9 of them. Maybe we want to know what they are.
Yeah, do they have names or?
Auto.
Yes, the steps name, they're also in pre-filters.
With enhancement.
So they try to enhance the resolution of small characters. They try to find a threshold and convert in black and white depending on some values.
Okay.
They try to enhance, you know, sometimes people write black on white and sometimes
yeah.
they write azure on pink. So it actually changes a lot.
2CD.
Okay, let's try in this. Well,
okay.
This is how we would have done it, but okay.
Did we get the picture or was your hand in the way there?
I don't know. We'll give it a try.
Okay.
My hand is in the way, but maybe we got something.
So does it show you? You seem to be looking at the picture on the screen. Is it showing you the picture?
Yes.
Hint. Move the camera to the right.
Okay,
point
here we go.
Zero.
Hear this.
Ingredients. Turnip greens. Diced turnips. Water. Sugar salt. Minced onion. Hydrolyzed corn protein.
There we
sodium
go.
Diacetate.
Okay.
Artificial flavor. Natural.
How far...
Caramel
around the can is it reading? Does it pick up?
It picks up about 60 degrees of an angle.
Okay, so 30
from
the... Which
means from here to here, just to give you an idea.
So 30 from the top going each way.
Yeah, almost 35, up to 35.
35 each way?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then there is another fact which can help us, which is the, I call it the Manchut words. Sometimes you hear ingri.
Right.
Shu. Which means that the piece is missing. How do you understand in which way to turn it?
Right.
You have to understand if the Manchut words are at the beginning or
the end.
If we go on, we would hear this, for example.
Point 0.4011 fats. ISO 5.
So probably we have nutritional facts.
Right.
So we have the last part of the word, so it means we missed something on this
side. That side. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's a point. If you want to turn, of course, you will be able to read
the rest of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about maybe being able to take 3 or 4 pictures, you know, just nonstop, and then construct
the label?
We're
working on this. We are working on what is called, actually, it's a technique which has been used at the university for
right.
some time, which is joining images together.
Right.
Okay.
I remember they used to use it for hand scanners and books. If
yes.
you couldn't scan the whole page at once,
you could sum them together.
Right.
Basically, of course, the photographic machine makes shooting so much easier because you can shoot a big book
yeah.
with one only shot, which is unthinkable for a scanner, even for a big one. We've done a version with a 10-megapixel camera for the University of Edinburgh, and they can scan ancient books which are up to, let's say, 1 meter long, which is something huge.
Right.
And
okay.
that changes
sure.
a lot of things.
So this is the...
Wow, you're horrible. You choose a difficult object for
me. You had this was the camera you had sitting here.
Yeah, but I have them... Okay, I have them for demonstration. I don't want to sell smoke. I just want to tell
yes.
you... You can get this, and that's perfect.
But hey, it's an honest assessment, and with all these products, it might take a little bit of tweaking, but eventually.
Sorry.
I'm saying you might take a little bit of tweaking sometimes, but all these products are the same way, and eventually
yeah.
you get it to work, and you at least know what you have.
It needs normally a couple of days also to understand how the system works.
Sure.
There are some little tricks.
It
For example, the camera has an orientation,
right.
which is rectangular. And all the objects you use should be oriented as the camera.
Right.
Then, if it doesn't work for certain reasons, you should twist them how we did with the tin.
Right.
But, of course, these are techniques which help you
right.
to go along with it.
I see. So this is the, what I guess you'd call the desktop setup, right?
Yes.
For home, with a laptop computer and a stand.
Yes. Now, while taking the small one.
Okay.
And we shoot the page just to give a demonstration of the difference. It's only a difference of time.
Okay.
Starting it up again.
Is this using that UMPC or is this
yes.
a different... Okay.
It's the one you had in your hands.
Okay.
I'll just take the other PC away. You can come over here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting.
Okay.
We've done a comparative test. Some objects are really tricky. You might want to try the same objects if you have time.
Okay.
Products of competition and with ours.
Right.
Last day, a customer came here and he had another product, and we tried to scan this one, which
mm-hmm.
we will do later on. And
okay.
That's a coffee.
Yeah.
It's really horrible. It's a coffee pot, and okay. We had scanned this, and
the scanning is horrible. Or the taste is horrible.
I think both. So this is the little one.
Okay.
What we're doing? We're using the tab key to move.
Scan.
We go back.
Shift key.
We're on the UMPC.
You have to pick.
Shoot. Return.
I see.
Okay, we're now shooting.
And that's using the same stand and camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
Oh, now that we have to try to shoot without the stand.
Right.
We
okay.
said. It's now correcting perspective.
Because it takes slower because we're on an 800 or so megahertz
yeah,
processor.
It's slower. The other one is just a normal Acer PC.
Yep.
And now we've got the page, and he's scanning this. We are 33%, 50, 66.
If you thought about adding those percents, you're looking at it, but there's no speech.
41, IIT 0, 00C Recognizer. The world's second best set of eyes.
And there's our page again.
C Recognizer is the most advanced sight software specifically designed for the blind.
What I was asking is, can you make it so that it will speak the percentages?
Well, we thought actually it's normally only 15 seconds maximum, so the tick 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 which you'll hear
okay.
will just tell you I did not crash. If you stop hearing tick tick tick,
right.
probably the application
okay.
has crashed,
okay.
so we thought this might be enough.
Okay.
Well, probably we will be adding. I mean,
or as an option, right?
Yeah. Today we have yesterday we had also a great idea. Somebody just pointed out to put at the center of the cube, let's say, a point you could feel to know
mark.
To know exactly which is the center. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty brilliant. So in every demonstration, in every time, we try to do better, and for sure, we will do that.
Sure.
So once you've done this, of course, as I said, you can do steps, you can do cylinder book mode, and you can also export it.
It's all the same software.
Yeah. Right. Let me only say something about the export. You can export in over 50 ways.
Okay.
Including, of course, Word, XML, and whatever, but also Excel. It means that you have a table. If you have a complex table, you can export each part of the table directly on an Excel sheet.
Okay. What about Braille? Have you thought about exporting in Braille? Or?
No, we have not thought about exporting in Braille. We provide a second application which converts everything.
Okay,
It is an open source application which is very popular in Italy, and we think it's very good.
Okay, so yeah, let's try it without this without the stand, right?
Okay, you go.
Okay.
Take the camera.
We're pulling the camera, all right?
Okay. You try the sheet first of all, which I think is the easiest way.
All
right. Because that's your first time, you should... So what? How do you have to act? First of all, I would suggest you align the sheet with the table.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Yeah, there we go.
Second thing, you put the camera at the center.
Okay.
Third of all, you rise the camera by going up. That's it, exactly at the stage. And now I shoot. You stand still.
Return.
Okay, we're probably too near, but he will tell you to go further away.
I see.
I didn't how do you, right?
I guess I need to learn how to do this one-handed.
No, I think...
Because how am I going to press the button?
I'll tell you, you have a shoot delay that you can set, which goes up to 3, 10, 15 seconds. So it means you push your shoot.
You press shoot, and then...
And then you have some additional time. So he will tell you that you have to go backwards. Anyway, he will read what he got, which hopefully will make sense.
What kind of camera is this?
Hint. Move the camera down, at right or backward.
So,
XiCognizer, world's second best set of Eisnizer, is the most advanced
software cut off the left. So I was too far away?
It's not too near.
It said move it down.
It can read.
Down doesn't mean down towards the object. It means up, down, left, and left. Backwards and forwards. So down means towards the lower part of the camera. Down.
Okay.
Okay?
But then,
backwards and forward.
Backwards, up, forwards is down. Up as in
vertical. Yeah.
Okay.
That's, of course, it's only a matter of understanding the words. And effect is that move the camera down, right, or backwards.
What kind of camera is this?
This is an off-the-shelf camera with 8 megapixel, which has been modified specifically to fit the suite.
Which camera is it?
That's a Nikon one.
Nikon, okay.
Yeah. So it's a pretty nice one. Nice stuff. So... it was tilted. It doesn't tell you the object is tilted 5 degrees. It's automatically adjusted.
So dare we try this again?
I think you should first, with the hands, you should not try too difficult things.
Okay.
Because I'm not helping you.
Okay.
I think you might want to try either a box or your thing. Yeah, you might try the box.
Let's try this box.
How is the box oriented? Vertically or horizontal?
What?
You should remember always as the camera.
So I should go vertical?
Yes, exactly.
Because the camera is vertical.
Yes.
Okay, and then we're in the middle.
Yes.
All right, and we'll go a little further.
Shoot. All right. Return.
Another thing of which I have to think of course, is that my stomach can interfere with the picture. So normally we have to go back.
Suck it all in.
That's be a problem.
Right.
So he's correcting perspective. What we can do here, probably we will figure it out. We can shoot also towards the wall.
Okay.
So if there is something big on the wall and it's meters away, you can still get it.
Right.
It's not a big problem.
Right. Well, it's interesting because you have to find a way. Well, for one, you as a blind person, you have to know it's there.
Yeah, but I think, you know, okay.
Top 16, 40 second back quote.
Okay, wait.
RS back quote, low back quote, ALB for a quick snack or an on-the-go breakfast
can
be delicious and convenient. Market Pantry puts quality and value in every Chewy Bite nutrition facts.
Okay.
Serving size 1 bar, 24
g. I never did ask, what's the speech engine behind this?
The speech engine can be any. It means it supports any Shopify voices.
Okay.
We provide two high quality sci-fi voices.
Which ones?
You choose that the languages that you want.
Are they from which company are they?
Oh, they're basically real speak.
Real speak. Okay. Okay.
And you can here we have French, Russian, or whatever. You just need to change right. them, and it goes.
Okay.
That's important. Well, and if you have yours, it'll work as well. And you can just speak. You can do like this. I'll go down to the menu.
Pre-filters. Option. Setup. Scanner wizard. Scanning proper. Word wrap. Fonts. User interface.
I'll go inside the user interface.
Okay.
Use integrated voice synthesis checked.
I can tell him I don't want to use integrated voice synthesis.
If you want to use it with a screen reader.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to use it with Jaws, for example.
Use integrated voice synthesis checked.
Okay, I switch it out. I'm launching Jaws in this moment.
Jaws for Windows is ready. Sci recognizer on 1640.
Now we have regular Jaws and eloquence. I see. Yep.
So it's fully compatible with Jaws, Windows, IS System Access, NVDA, which whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a bit the story of it.
All right. I think we just about covered it. Anything else?
Yes, I would have liked you to try, but we have no banners here. I mean, I just want to tell you, he doesn't tell you anything about it. You shoot it, and as long as it is possible, he'll get you out.
All right.
Okay?
All right, so tell me about the different packages that are available.
There are three packages which are available.
Okay.
They're called the Simple, the Complete, and Always. So.
Okay.
Let's say you are at home, you have a computer, you don't really need to go out, and you want sometimes to know what's on objects. Then you only take the software, and you use your own scanner, and a compatible camera. The scanner can be any. The camera is only a limited quantity of cameras that fits the requirements.
Okay.
Okay, that's the first solution.
And how much is that software?
That software will be 1,200.
Okay.
The second option is the C-Recognizer Complete. What does it mean? It means I want to scan objects, but I don't want the UMPC because it's too expensive. So you get the software, you can run it on your laptop, you can use any scanner, you get a camera from us, you get that U-Stand from us, and you also get two high-quality voices, additional features for display and perspective correction, and an U3 screen reader based on NVDA. And that goes for 1,800 something.
$1,800, sure. Roughly.
Yeah,
okay.
$1,800, $1,900. It's in between. Okay. I don't know exactly. The third solution is the C-Recognizer Always, which is a complete bundle with which you get the UMPC, the keyboard, you get a book edge scanner, you get 35 accessories, the camera, that think of it is inside a USB hub, it's inside an earphone, it's inside
right.
a bag with which to carry it, a small one and a big one.
That keyboard, the external keyboard.
You get what you need, and that goes up to 4,700 something.
I see, but that's the everything. What is the always package?
Yeah, you get that's everything. The always package. I mean, you get everything with it. And
So there you're able to run the software either on your UMPC or your laptop.
Exactly. You get two licenses. You can also get with the Always, you can request two dongles, which means you can use the software at your home and on your UMPC.
Okay.
That's very good because actually the scanner is more useful at home on a quick computer.
Right.
And the camera is more useful on the UMPC.
Sure. All right. Well, okay. How do you tell everybody how they can get in contact with you for more information?
The website is the crecognizer.com.
So
recognizer.com, all one word.
Okay.
And on the website, there is a contact section in which there is also my Skype account. I would suggest everybody to contact me on Skype because mail is really horrible. We get dozens of emails. Today I only got 148.
Right.
I have to read them. Whereas on the Skype, when I'm online, Don't worry about the time. Sometimes I'm staying up late in the night. You call me and we chat. I'm really happy to speak to anybody.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a demo available of the software?
No, unluckily not. But there is this American vendor. We are searching other partners. I mean, like the word vendor. I would like more the word partners. That what we're doing in Italy are places where you can go and try the C-Recognizer.
Okay.
That's the best way. What I would do at ITEX in Rome, you fix 2 hours, Mm-hmm. I give you instruction, then I go away, and you play with it. I think that's the only way to evaluate the software.
All right. Well, hey, this has been a lot of fun looking at this.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.